A lot of them, like a lot of the clients that I have encountered, are making enough milk or choosing not to breastfeed. That's kind of their plan. Or, I posted something and an African American woman was like, "That is gross." Like, that is just nasty. And she was like, "Somebody just dropped some titty milk at your house? And like, what are you doing?" And I was like, "Okay, wait, let me back this up." So I think there is potentially some negative stigma around milk sharing. So I feel like the majority of African American women, from my experience, would either be able to breastfeed, or if not able to breastfeed, then they would go to formula much more quickly than trying to milk share. And that's, again, my experience. Now, there are a lot more African American women as donors because of the oversupply than as recipients of it.
Do you think African American women breastfeed at the same rates as white or, say, Asian American women?
No, they do not. There is, there's huge healthcare disparities when it comes to birth outcomes, maternal outcomes, newborn infant, outcomes, as well as breastfeeding. So I think there's, well, statistically, no, it's not the same rate. African American women are less likely to breastfeed their babies. I think that's changing, but statistically, they are less likely, or we are less likely, to breastfeed. And I think it comes from our history. We have to take a strong, deep, hard look at our history in order to understand our current status. And so when I look at our history in America, these breasts were to provide nourishment, right, for humans. Well, African American women were not allowed, African American slave women, which was everybody was a slave of some sort, were not allowed to nourish their own children with their own breasts. They were made to nourish white babies at their breast and could not mix their if they were allowed to actually nurse their own baby, then one breast would be designated for the white child and the other breast would be designated for the black child, but after the white baby had consumed all that it needed. And so that's a part of our history, and it's a strong part of our history. And so when you go from generation to generation to the next generation, there's not a strong advocacy for breastfeeding, or there has not been a strong advocacy for breastfeeding because of the stigma that's been associated with it. Like, my breasts are not even my own, and there's a bitterness that would come if, I think about that, like, if I was not allowed, I could supply my own child with breast milk, but I was not allowed to give my child the nourishment that he or she needed, but I was commanded and demanded to provide for your child. So then there's just this ugly thing that comes along with it. Like, I don't even want to do that. Yeah, give me the formula.